Something about being Asian. Something racist.
He's not even... Is he Asian?
Super Asian. All the opening songs are about cum.
Oh, is this the Getting Hit with Cum podcast?
Yes, it is. Do you know a podcast you're on?
You said it wasn't. I asked you if it was.
This is it. Welcome. This is it.
Getting Hit with Cum.
Getting Hit with Cum with Dave Kopp, the founder of Kelowna Comedy.
Hey.
I think we're calling our guests cum sluts.
Yeah, you're our newest little cum toy.
How do you feel about that?
How does that
this
make you
exciting.
Feel?
Exciting. Thank you so much. I'm a huge fan.
It's good to be here. Where are you right now, Dave?
I am in Kyle Vestner's basement with a wooden duck.
That's right.
Several wooden ducks.
There is a lot of wooden ducks, and they kind of move around when you don't look at them.
And paintings of ducks. Yeah.
Shit really travels when you're not looking at it here.
Like,
in the Vestner basement.
Who's crazy about ducks in this family?
They're a hunting
family. We're a
family.
Hunting family.
Are you?
Have you not listened to this podcast?
No.
Why are you on this, Dave?
Well, every episode we talk about how Kyle Vestner goes to his hunted cabin in Winnipeg, and that just drops.
You're
drops hunt. In listeners every
yeah,
time.
Got a lodge.
What do you hunt?
Human beings. Nature's toughest game.
The ceremony, they call it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw that movie with Ice-T.
That's a cool movie.
It's the ritual.
No.
Oh, where he like...
You have to hold that higher.
Where Ice-T goes to this like island, and he's like he's a fugitive. Like, he got out of jail.
Ice-T does?
Yeah, and then they hunt them. Like, this group of rich white men hunt Ice-T.
Does he do, like, the opening ceremony rap?
He ends up killing them all.
That's
nobody
sweet.
Raps on the soundtrack. If you
really?
Know where the credits are at the
what
end.
What movie is this called?
Just Google it. It's Ice-T Gets Hunted. Just, that's not the name of it.
On Pornhub.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Ice-T, and he's like...
You're going to find some weird fetish website.
Ice-T Gets Hunted.
Movie.
Was Ice-T on any cop show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's NCIS
like,
or
yeah, something like
SVU?
That.
Is there some pun with that name, or is it just the drink?
Well, everyone wanted to be cool
ice
as
is,
Ice in the
Surviving
80s.
The Game.
I thought it was Ice
surviving
like...
Surviving the Game, yeah.
3 stars on IMDb. Came out in 94.
Yeah, it's an old one.
That's an old movie. Yeah.
3 out of 10?
No.
3 out of 4. 6.1 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
6 out of 10. We'll round down for fucking Ice-T, I guess.
It was...
A homeless man is hired as a survival guide for a group of wealthy businessmen.
He's the Vestner. Homeless man? He's the homeless gangster
yeah.
rapper?
Yeah.
Is he? He's yeah. a busker? It's, on a hunting
it
trip
was
in the mountains.
It's been a while since I saw it.
Unaware
remember
that
before
they
you
are
were
killers
born
who
and
hunt
I
humans
movie?
For sport.
All Dave's that, movie references are from 20 years ago.
Yeah. You haven't really seen a movie in a long time, have you, Dave?
Yeah.
Busy hustling.
Yeah,
Ice-T is like the main guy. No
got a,
one else.
I got
is...
a light that says
oh, Gary
Bussling.
Does it?
Yeah,
oh my
it
god! You
Gary,
know what I got when I was like, when
right,
I was young?
Right when I bought Brian O'Gorman that shirt, and he got so mad at me.
Oh yeah,
what
he
shirt?
Was. He was annoyed at that.
Yeah, he was.
I got when I was
what
younger.
What shirt did you buy?
I thought
I bought a Tasmanian Devil shirt
and made
wear.
Him wear it.
I made him wear it on stage, and then I made him take it off when I told him to, and he got really mad that I told him to.
Yeah. He was like, he came up to me, he's like, Dave kept, you just kept on doing this for 15 minutes. And I was like, fine. It bombed, Dave. How about you like that?
It did. It bombed really bad. I felt bad. I still
you
feel
should
bad.
Have.
It's like been about 3 days and I still feel
also,
terrible.
That's like a bit, shitty bit that you just like changed slightly and made someone else
no,
do.
No, you can't just
Name
say he has
drop.
A shitty shirt bit.
Well, that is the hacky
his,
bit he does.
His bit is good though.
God, fuck.
The Taz shirt
quit
is,
doing that. Quit name dropping, better comedians.
Yeah,
Taz
other
bit
professional
was,
comics.
The Taz bit, or the Tasmanian Devil bit was the worst. The
but
shirt.
It was just the reveal, right?
What was the bit?
The bit was I take it off my other
I
shirt
just,
and I'm wearing
no,
a Tasmanian
no, it wasn't,
Devil
it wasn't
shirt.
The reveal. It was just the fact that he had it. I just, something about the shirt I liked. I just liked knowing that he wore it.
That's weird.
It's really weird, I know. And
do you dress up your girlfriends
Were
too?
You drunk? Were you drinking?
No.
Mm.
Have you ever been drunk?
Used to, yeah, Dave oh, yeah, used to yeah, tell yeah, me like he would do weird stuff when
yeah,
he would drink.
Yeah,
really awesome. Like what? What's your best drug story?
Bad stuff, dude.
Not cool stuff. I hear.
Well,
no, I just like make.
Would you like to
really
tell
ass
us?
To myself, no, not really.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, thanks for coming.
No, I'll tell you.
This ain't getting hit.
I'll tell you some weird.
You're not getting with your cum right now.
No, we're missing you.
I'll tell you some weird stuff that I did when I was drunk. Okay, one thing I did when I was drunk. I got in a lot of fights.
Really?
Well, that's a normal. Yeah.
That's a
not
normal
for thing. Me.
Man, so I'm a good, I'm a good diffuser.
It was a weird one. It was a weird one because
you weigh 110 pounds. Who's gonna fight you?
I
recently weighed myself. I was
how much
pleased.
Do you weigh? How much do you weigh?
140.
140.
Do you really?
140.
Good for you.
Thank you. I really?
How eating much full
you,
meals?
How much do you
fuck,
weigh?
I really 190.
190.
Yeah. You're pushing
I'm
two.
Even, I'm no, even bigger.
190.
I'm close to 200 now.
It's yeah, I believe it.
Weird. Wow. You're athletic.
Is that why you? Is that why you grew a beard?
For the extra 10 pounds?
Hide the fat. Hide yeah. The
I'm
that's
fat.
Good.
I'm not fatter. I'm actually less fat than I've been.
Rock climbing.
It's all rock climbing.
Rock climbing, yeah.
Keep trying to get you to come.
I'm coming on. I'm going on Wednesday.
Are you really?
I'm going to go,
At Nice?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go together. Let me know when you're going. It'll be fun.
I'm going at 9 with a big group.
Really?
Yeah, you should tag along.
Okay.
What a weird shitty passive aggressive invite. I'm going with another bunch of people. Not do you want to come? Hey, do
I don't
you
know, it's
join
a different
us?
Group, but
hey, do you want to tag along? You'll be a little psychic buddy.
I can watch.
See what he's doing?
Yeah.
What?
He's puppeteering this whole thing.
Yeah.
But don't listen to it. Don't let that affect you. I genuinely
don't let it
want
affect
you.
I'm not, I'm not doing anything.
Rock climbing with me and the friends that you don't know.
It's me, a bunch of people you don't know. You might not like.
Well,
you won't.
Not so
you
bad.
Like
I mean, that's
them, really,
just life.
You know?
It's not like you know can know everybody all the time. I don't give a fuck. What the hell?
I'm not even going to fucking talk to them. I'm going to focus on the rocks, baby.
That's like saying, hey, do you want to come to my party? I mean, you wouldn't really like anyone there. It'd probably suck, but you could come.
You don't know anybody.
That sounds
you
like
don't
a lot of your party.
I'll be busy.
It sounds exactly like the parties we go to.
Yeah, or basically,
actually, yeah.
It sounds like that party we went to downtown where we went in. Remember, it was on the second floor, and it was by the walking
spaghetti
path.
People.
Yeah, the spaghetti factory.
I stayed
people.
The night there.
Oh,
that party sucked.
Yeah, I stayed there the whole time.
They like me.
They liked Did me they? Too.
Yeah,
no, they didn't like me.
I played beer pong with this like.
I don't think you talked to very many people.
No, I didn't.
I went in there.
They didn't say nothing about you.
Yeah, I played beer pong that night with this big.
What's
old
the deal with beer
dude.
Pong? How come everyone likes that game?
Because you get drunk.
You get drunk really fast.
I don't get it.
You know? And
it's the answer to all life's reasons, Dave. Girls like it, so we do it.
I think the most meekest guys can look out for if they want a game of beer pong.
That's the answer to all the reasons. I'm like, oh, really? Is it?
See, there you go, getting into it right off the bat. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We just bust each other's balls.
Yeah, hit us with your cum, man. That was awesome.
Hit us with your cum, Dave. It was a good start.
Man,
does it ever get stuck in your beard?
The cum?
Yeah.
That you hit.
I tried using beard wax for the first time today. I got beard wax for Christmas.
What's that?
Really?
I didn't know what it was either.
Yeah.
Does it make it softer?
It's like a little, apparently, it makes it just, from what I had to watch a YouTube video on how to use it. I literally had no fucking idea.
Yeah.
So I watched it, and apparently it just shapes your beard. Doesn't make it soft.
Man, you are going to get a lot of ads after watching that YouTube video.
I know. And there was ads in the freaking thing.
You're going to a lot of beard.
Have you Googled how to grow a beard?
Yes, for sure. I've Googled hacks. I've rubbed Vaseline. I heard Vaseline was like the trick.
To make your beard
are you
grow?
Trying,
no, no, no,
how
no,
long
no,
is,
no, no.
How long have you been growing this?
A week.
Don't be a 14-year-old twig.
A week right now. Yeah, okay.
That's the solution.
Sure, have a thing. I just read an article, too, that adolescence lasts
stop
from
your
10
face.
To 24 now, science proves. So I got till 24 to...
Science proofs.
Science proofs. I didn't read the article. I read the title.
Maybe if you could stop getting your stubble rubbed off on the pillow every night, you would.
I don't know. It's not. It's not me choking on a pillow. No, because I'm getting
like
fucked in the ass too hard. It's not that.
No.
It's not.
It's good. It's good. You got good genes, man. Like you think
it'll come in.
What's gonna happen? You're gonna.
My
do
dad
like,
has a big beard.
You're gonna do like a. Like the you know like those stars who have the
he's
young
like
face.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, you could play like a young kid. You could be in a movie like Back to the Future.
Oh, he
no,
could be a,
sure.
Back to the Future. He was like 25 when he played the high school.
I don't know.
Yeah, you could play a high school actor.
I got kind of bags. Like I kind of look like a school shooter. Like
bangs or bags?
Bags
on your eyes.
You got a lot of a forehead. Bang. I don't know what bags.
It's not forehead really. Like I'd hide it well with like the pompadour.
It's hard to be.
And plus, I'm wearing a hat. Too.
Anyways,
I don't really,
the point is,
it's hard
be
to be
a great movie.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dave.
You could
fuck
be
you,
in.
Professor.
You could be in when they remake that one with
Dave,
Ice-T.
No,
it could be you.
It's hard to be a high school student with a receding hairline. Let's be honest.
It's not that. Can you imagine walking in? Hey, kids.
Hey,
oh, there goes cul-de-sac, kid. That's so funny.
There was a kid in my high school.
There's one in mine, too.
Oh, it felt so bad. Whenever you were the bleachers and he was on the bottom, everyone would just be like, look at his fucking... Because you could see... He tried to use all the products that would, like, fill it out, kind of. So... Mm. It was not only horseshoeing, it was like super thin.
Oh, life's hard.
So you can like see through it.
Life's a real bitch. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't. Bald is beautiful, though.
But hey, listen, the movie.
That's what Girls Who Date My Dad says.
The Ice-T movie. That's what you should make.
Your bald, bearded dad.
My bald little midget dad.
Is he also, did he fill up past 140 pounds? Like, what are we looking
at
for a future
thick.
Here?
My dad's like 170.
Ski patroller, dude.
Yeah, my dad's.
I saw him in the audience, kind of. I never.
You should see him, like, when he's in his gear or on, like, a motorcycle.
Fucking
he
awesome.
Looks badass. Not
How'd
a motorcycle.
He go deaf?
Oh.
Is that genetics?
No, that was a, he had a brain injury.
He's deaf?
Oh, fuck.
When he was 19.
Does he do sign language?
No, he's deaf in one ear.
He just goes, he just nods when people talk to
him.
Yeah.
It's fucking adorable. You can't hear it.
Read lips?
He probably tries. He has a hearing aid. But like when he was 19, when he was my age, he hit a tree skiing. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, he got it from trauma?
Yeah, he hit a tree skiing.
He went deaf from impact?
Yeah, he wasn't wearing a helmet. He can't.
That's a badass name for a band.
He was in a coma for a couple days. And they didn't know he was going to make it.
Holy
and then
shit.
He, like, he woke up.
Jack's
and he
deaf dad.
Is then he just,
no, he couldn't smell, and he couldn't. He lost hearing.
And he just came
ear.
Out of the coma fucking, found your mom.
He just found my mom. He's like, where are you? I can't hear you. I can't smell you either. I only have three senses.
Which is like
How
because
often
your
do
mom
you think
stinks.
He, do you think he ever, I was going to say, that's a blind. What?
What? I don't know. It was easy
his
smoking.
Mom stinks?
Yeah, it's good for good luck for his dad. He can't smell.
Dude, it's bad for him, though, because he has
nature,
stinky poops. So, like, he doesn't.
Yeah, people think that it's good luck when they lose the senses for certain things, but it's actually worse.
Smelling.
If you lose your sense of smell,
yeah.
And then you,
you
stink
lose
all the time and
worse.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And no one tells you.
Yeah.
It's actually
you gotta
worse.
You got to be really, like.
You're like, oh, you can tolerate all kinds of shit. It's like,
dude,
no,
you know how much more pussy's available to you if you have no smell? You're just,
yeah.
good, to,
I
just
guess.
Good to go.
Yeah.
It's a whole
There's
world
no second
of,
guessing.
World hurled a whole world of hippie pussy out there. Yeah.
Dude,
did
I'm
you see
sure
that movie with Val Kilmer?
He's probably like a virgin, too, when he lost it.
Yeah.
Your dad?
He was young. He was 19.
Yeah, but.
You think he was a virgin? He was skiing and shit. Are you kidding me?
How old is he?
My dad's 61.
You have a lot of faith in your dad.
He was crushing puss then. That was
yeah,
his fucking
probably.
70.
He was
no, dude,
19?
My dad ran away. My dad was
that
crushing.
That was the 70s,
My dad
80s?
Ran away from home at 15.
I know. You told this story. You ran away from home at 15, worked on a mountain, and you thought he was jerking off by himself every night?
Man, he didn't seem like the fucking guy. I don't know. My dad's a badass.
He seems like a fucking guy now.
Is he good
in his 60s?
My dad used to. Yeah, he's super good. My dad used
to
backflip? Jump out of. Fuck no. I went skiing with him once. He fell down. It was hilarious.
So he's terrible.
Hey, he can't really. He's bad vision too. Like,
isn't he lead instructor?
He's yeah.
Ski
no, he's the head.
Ski patroller.
Head of like head of ski. Like,
I'll rescue
ski
everyone
patrol.
Who's on the left.
What's going on behind me?
Okay, I know those trees. I don't know how many.
Yeah. Now my dad has like super thick glasses too. My dad's been like had shitty vision.
He's got Coke bottles.
Yeah,
you know, like, you know they've made improvements where they don't have to be that thick anymore. He just is committed to the persona.
Well, I might tell my dad that if he would fucking listen.
Just yell into his good ear. They made better glasses now.
Daddy, come on.
Oh, what are you talking about? Last time I saw his dad, he was hooking up in the middle of a bar with some other lady.
Yeah, at the Apex.
I forgot about
not
that.
Not your mom?
Not my mom. They're divorced.
No.
Oh, they're divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so proud. Andrew Crone filmed my dad making out with a chick and then sent it to me. Like
awesome.
Some weird.
Jack
like,
kept on saying
shit.
Weirdly creepy things like, you gonna fuck that dad?
I didn't
gonna,
say that. I said, Daddy, are you going to smashy smashy?
That is what he said though.
And he said, no, not tonight, son.
Yeah, it was
okay, well, that's
unbelievably uncomfortable.
I would hate that so much.
His dad hated it.
I don't know. He couldn't tell. He couldn't hear me.
Oh,
make me
tell.
A brother.
Hey, Dad, you going to smash that tonight? Jackie Proud. Jackie Proud of his big daddy.
That's so, my dad, dude. I can say that.
That's so weird.
I don't know. I'd ask him weird questions.
Do you think genetically your dick's as big as your parents are? Because you know when you're younger and you see your dad's the only time you should see your dad's dick is like
a
tiny kid.
I think my dick's bigger than my
dad's
now.
And then it seems gigantic.
But like, my dad had a dark dick.
I don't remember.
No?
I don't remember your dad's dick.
Yeah. Well,
he just put it straight in my ass. And I was like, okay.
It's only a week ago, Dave.
It's really dark.
Dave was yelling stop the whole time.
Very dark.
When it came out.
Yeah. Oh, and that's getting hit with cum.
And then Dave got hit with cum.
Yay. I mean, no.
Full call. full callback.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Why I tried rubbing Vaseline on my face to try to grow a beard.
Yeah, we just kind of brushed past that because we're like, that's the too dumb to acknowledge.
A girl came up to me. She was like, I used to have very thin eyebrows, and then I kept on rubbing Vaseline on my eyebrows, and it got super thick. And I heard that. I was like, what if I just rub that on my face?
How old were you?
I was full of 20. I was actually, this was my old roommate.
This was this year?
This was this year, yeah.
Holy shit.
Why wouldn't you just
Google it?
I don't know.
That's so
dumb. I felt like this was like some off Google dark web hack that I just stumbled upon.
No.
Yeah, this is old medicine man shit, and they moved to the next town because it doesn't work.
Yeah, snake oil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I rubbed it all over my face and broke out harder than I just broke out before. Yeah.
Awesome. Instead of snake oil, I rubbed his face with a lube.
Yeah. Ooh, yikes. Jackie's having a bad reaction.
You're slipping around while your dad's trying to bang your face.
I got an acne beard.
Is
gross. Oh, just pussies.
What would be like, what's the opposite of a twink? Like a bear?
Yeah.
A bear. What's the other one? An otter?
What? That's like a hairless bear.
Hairless bear. Like a bear. Yeah. That's
like, hey, do you remember Ninja Turtles?
We got obsessed with this.
Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Remember when Krang, the little brain, who like sat inside the big
Not
dude?
Really.
Oh, he was the bad guy. Who's the other bad guy? There's Splinter.
Yeah.
No, Splinter was the good guy.
Is he a bear?
Shredder was the bad guy. And then the other bad guy was Krang.
Shredder was a twunk. That's a muscular twunk. Yeah,
and he had
hunky twink.
He had like shredding things on his hands. He would punch you and cut you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I liked.
You know what I like about all that? You know what I like about gay dudes?
Sure.
I was going to say gay people, but it's not. It's only the guys. They literally break down every physical attribute that a human being can have. And then rate how much they want to fuck it.
Yeah, and they get mad. And they get mad when you stereotype them.
Every attribute I think we could have. What ranking would I like to fuck?
That guy has pretty long teeth. I'll call him a rabbit, but I wouldn't want to fuck a bear. I'm more into bears, but I'll fuck this rabbit.
I go rabbit, otter, sea otter.
Sea otter is like one of those
bear,
West Coast
twink,
hippie bears.
Twunks at the bottom.
It would be hard to
twunks above
work
twink,
out
dude.
That much.
No way. Who wants a muscly twink? I want a feminine.
A fucking twink would.
I want a feminine hairless twink with Vaseline all over his face.
I have a beard, don't I? Tell me I have a beard.
Particular type. It's a real specific type.
You know what's fucked up? I've only seen one gay person's Grindr profile.
Yeah.
It was Josh's cousin.
Yeah.
And he's showing me, and it was so funny. Because I'm looking through it and stuff, and he's showing me, and every single person doesn't have their face.
Yeah, why would
it's
you?
It's just body, it's just chest to cock.
Why would you?
Why
would
you?
It's
so
like, hey, these are the things I like, and they're like, we're just going to fuck
no,
your
but that's
butt.
My point, is that gay guys, they have every body type, they rank which one they want to fuck, but not one of them is a good-looking face. They're just, give me that tight ass, big cock. And, what you hairless like you just rolled around in sandpaper?
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's getting really dumb. I want to create more gay animal names. Like
there's
bear,
no, like
otter,
what?
Rabbit. What's another
one? Oh, I thought
you
meant like
oh, so many animals are gay.
There's like what? A lot
just
of gay
accidentally
animals.
Gay. They just fuck whatever. Because all animals look the same pretty much, right? So they just
I'm not talking about actual
racist.
Gay
that's
animals.
Racist.
I'm talking about like bears and like naming.
I feel like they just fuck each other till they hit the right hole. Eventually.
I saw some gay lion sex.
Yeah.
Online once.
That's
you
a,
ever,
that's
you
a
ever
domination
touch, you ever
shit.
Touch a tiger or a lion, like a real one?
Never.
I had a, like, in the 80s, there was like, it was weird with animals. Like, this was before like Sigmund and Roy got like mauled by a tiger.
Well, they would just euthanize them half.
Yeah, I mean, so we could, at West Edmonton Mall, you could like, as a kid, you could go there and your mom would pay like $10 and then you'd sit down and they'd put a tiger on top of you on your lap.
Yeah.
Holy
like, I have
fuck.
A picture with the tiger.
A big tiger?
No,
big,
but it's
full
it's,
grown.
It's
adult
sedated
tiger.
All day, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sedated
sure,
all day.
Sure, it was.
Yeah. Half,
oh, it
half
to
sedated.
Be.
Half
yeah.
sedated. Yeah.
But like me and
that's
my brother were sitting there with
a
fucking tiger
tiger
on us.
That's pretty cool.
It's a Me Too
cool,
tiger.
But then you think about it and you're like, what the fuck was wrong with that
tiger? Yeah, your mom's a good parent.
I think they pulled all the teeth out of his mouth or something.
No, they sedate them. They sedate them so they can barely move, so then they walk them out and it's like lumbering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
like
they do
prowling.
That so much anymore.
No.
Fuck.
All the human bear. Rights no. people getting in the way.
There
prior
used to
the
be a lot
internet
of people had pet bears back in the day. Like, not in my day, like way back.
That is psychotic to me.
Yeah. Like, my friend's mom had a pet bear.
That's the dumbest thing
kid.
I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
A pet
Did
bear?
I ever tell you this pet bear story I have? I don't know if you heard it before.
No.
But, okay, so when I was in.
I like the beginning, though. Okay. This pet bear story.
When I was in. Like, that was a thing. You could have pet bears. When I was in school.
I don't think it was, though.
Anyways,
how many people?
I thought you have to stumble.
My friend's
upon
mom had a pet bear. I saw pictures
bear.
Of it.
No, no, I know.
Pet. People, like,
is this the
fine
second
orphan
person that had a
yeah,
pet bear?
Yeah, this is the second story.
Just orphan.
So here's the story. So anyways, this is I'll tell you. I'll just tell you this part. So anyways, this guy I lived with him as like his roommate when I was doing my practicum for university. It was like teaching, right? In this like little town in northern Vancouver Island called Comox. It's like 10,000
yeah,
people.
Okay, I know Comox.
So I'm living in Comox, and I got this roommate with this weird dude who just played drums all day. But he told me he like grew up in the Yukon, and like
yeah.
So he said told me this story. He's like, this guy had a bear because they find bear cubs like, and their parents are dead or whatever, and then
yeah.
The thing's gonna die. So they like take the bear cub and they feed it or whatever. So this guy had this bear and he keep it in his yard.
So weird.
And it was chained up like in the backyard, right? And one day he gets this phone call from the bar, and he was at work. And he gets this phone call from the bar downtown, and he's like, "Hey, listen, Ted or whatever, your fucking bear's outside, and he's rifling through all the garbage cans, fucking up everything outside. Get over here and get
your bear's outside
yeah,
my bar.
Come get your bar." So the guy,
and this isn't a gay bar.
The guy, yeah,
it's South Hollywood.
I'll be right there.
So the guy goes down there.
Kevin's outside your bar.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't think he wore the MDMA wore off yet.
So he gets there, and there's the fucking
his asshole like, still there. I'm gonna kill bear and.
Are we ready? I'll finish the story. It's not long.
Yeah.
By garbage, I mean my asshole. Go on, Dave.
So there's the bear.
He's rifling.
So he goes to the bear. It's rifling through the shit. So he's like, fucking come. He like yells at the bear, like screams at it. Come here. The bear doesn't come. He's like, fucking come. The bear doesn't listen. So he takes off his belt. He's like, fucking dumb bear. He walks up to the bear.
That's
wraps the belt around its neck, tightens it, and grabs the belt and walks the bear back to his house. He gets there. There's his bear in the backyard.
Holy shit.
It was just a different bear.
Yeah, it was a different bear. And he fucking like put a noose around his neck and walked it home to his house.
You don't know your own bear?
No, some random guy didn't know. He called the guy. He's like, "Your bear's here."
Yeah, but
and then he like,
I guess
he's like,
it was the same
bear.
Size. I don't know if he knew his bear,
holy
like how
shit.
Intimately he knew his bear. But that's the story. He walked a fucking random bear back to his house
that's
by
insane.
The neck.
That's where he has like a sixth sense twist.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That's like a crazy
that sounds
twist.
Like one of those stories that isn't true.
I don't know. I like thinking it's true. It could have happened.
Wait, did Ted tell you this? The guy who owned the bear?
Yeah,
no,
like
just a guy from the town.
No.
This guy I knew had a bear. And this one time,
it
he thought
it sounds spooky.
It sounds
like
it's a great
like
story.
Like a spooky.
It sounds like a tale you tell kids, and then if you don't eat your food, that bear's gonna come back and
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
maul you to death.
Well, I like to think
the man's
like
gonna
to
put a belt around your neck.
I used to believe bullshit like that too.
Well, here's another thing
yeah,
that happened with
know.
That dude, because this yeah. is weird too. That same guy.
He has a lot of crazy stories, doesn't
so
he?
So this one time, I had these neighbors when I was growing up, and they owned a diamond mine in the Yukon. So they were pretty wealthy, and they every year they go for like 3 months up to the Yukon, and they tend to their mine or whatever, and they come back.
I could go up and tend to my diamond.
I don't know
mine.
People. You can anyone can
no,
buy
I,
shares
no.
in mines.
No,
it's
totally
a normal thing.
Yeah.
So he had.
It
they
just
had,
sounds so aristocratic.
It does sound weird, but they were just a weird family.
I'm gonna go up and tend. I gotta tend to my diamond mine.
Well, they didn't put it that way, but they went there for the summer. Anyways,
we're going to the diamonds.
Where are you vacationing? I'm going to tend to my diamond mine.
They came back.
My diamond garden. How does that work? Oh, I take all my
slavery's
diamonds.
Slavery's legal in the Yukon.
So they,
oh, and what you do is you get all these bears.
Yeah.
And I know a guy that'll put
wrong
a belt
story.
Around them.
No. Wrong story. So they
bring
they come,
it right to you. They'll dig the diamonds for you.
They come back. And along.
Hey, Dave, give me $250 now. And I'll tell you one more tale. Yeah.
Real funny. So they get back. And with them, they had Elvis Presley.
Laughing at the microphone.
There was a man they brought back with them from the Yukon, a man who drove a giant pink Cadillac and had like angels, like concrete angels, like glued on the hood and trunk. And he was Elvis Presley, had big shades, and he was fucking Elvis. He showed up at the house and he would like, he had this karaoke machine. He was living in their house and he would sing. And he would paint these fantastic murals. He was like a famous painter, he said.
So they got an Elvis impersonator?
He was like an Elvis impersonator, but he's more than an Elvis impersonator. The guy said, so I was in a band. I was like a little punk rock band or whatever.
You said it was
house.
Elvis?
Let me finish. I'll tell you the whole fucking story. So
I'm sorry I questioned your Elvis theory.
I'm going to tell you the story. Why are you questioning it while you're hearing it? If you weren't hearing it, it'd be a good time to question it.
And that's the beginning, bitch, with Cole.
Now's the time that I'll tell you it, so you don't
need to... Dude, I'm the Charlie Rose of this bitch. I think I meet somebody about last year.
All right.
So, used to mean I was a good interviewer.
So here's what it is.
Yeah.
So I was... I'd see this Cadillac driving up and down the road. And it would go into this people's house. And I was like, it wasn't my house. It was their house. So I didn't meet the guy. But then I'm playing... music and with my friends and in our garage in the shed, but we played really loud so they could hear it at their place. And then we walked down to the house for some reason. I can't remember. Oh, just to look at the car. Yeah, we just wanted to see the car because it was like this giant pink Cadillac with fucking like concrete angels glued all over it.
Some guy in it that's going, blue suede.
So, yeah, so so we're looking at the car. We're looking at the car and, and the window opens from above. And Elvis sticks his head out. He's like, hey, what are you guys doing down there? And we're like, huh? Like, we're like 15. We're like, we're just looking at the car, sir. We just want to look at your car. And he's like, yeah, it's a special car. And then he came downstairs and we're like, how come there's angels on? He's like, oh, I'll tell you. This paint's like radioactive or some shit. That's exactly what he said. I remember that quote exactly.
What the
it's
fuck?
Like, I was abducted by aliens. And for each day I was gone, one of these angels appeared on the hood of the car. And he had these fucking angels on the hood. And then he brought us in the house and he painted this giant, beautiful mural and he literally signed it Elvis Presley. And then
I know schizophrenic people exist.
He came up to our house and
he's an artist.
He came up to our house and he like played some music in our shed. And then I had the record collection with my brother. So he signed all our Elvis records. Like
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. And then, so that was like the kind of, and then he went home and that was kind of the extent of it, of that thing. Then later, when I lived in Comox with that same dude, he said he was from that town where the Elvis guy was. I was like, oh, this one time I told him this weird story. I'm like, one time Elvis came to my town. He's like, I know that guy. He's like, he's from my town.
Like, that's Phil.
And they made a documentary on the guy. He literally thought he was abducted by aliens, legally changed his name to Elvis Presley. He was in Playboy magazine, this big like article on the guy who thought he was Elvis. And then later I saw him on Dragon's Den. And he was like,
what?
All his paintings, he was like traveling around. I was like, I'm Yukon Elvis. Look it up. Yukon Elvis.
Okay.
And he would travel around selling his paintings and he would sign them Elvis Presley. And he was convinced he was Elvis. He would do Elvis shows and sell his weird paintings. And then all the dragons were like, just sell your paintings. You're a good artist. Stop acting like Elvis. You're fucking crazy.
Right here, it just says Yukon Elvis caught with pedophilia.
Are you serious?
So, how heroes fall, I guess.
You got, oh my God.
No, I'm kidding.
Holy shit.
But yeah. He's a real dude, isn't he?
Yeah. Tagish Elvis.
Right. I thought he was painting these young kids fucking Titanic style. I was like, Dave, if Dave was a couple years younger.
I think he's trying to run for mayor of the Yukon or something.
Everyone does that.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, it's like so
Elvis
small.
Told to leave building permanently. North as the source. North, CBC News.
Mm. Neat.
Oh, this guy's cool.
Yeah, he is cool. See if you can find his car. Look in the images and see if you can find his car.
Oh man, he looks mentally ill.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah. Oh, look at him.
Every Elvis impersonator.
There he is on Dragon's Den. I wasn't kidding.
Explain what he looks like. Since this is an audio format.
He's definitely in the 80s Elvis when it's like just about to die.
He looks like like Magic the Gathering Elvis.
He does. It's
like neckbeard Elvis.
And the dragons are like, what the fuck?
Kind of has my forehead.
He emerged unscathed from the Dragon's Den. He did awesome.
You know that Dragon's Den takes a percentage of your company every time you try out for them?
Are you serious?
3%.
Really?
For being on the show.
But it's worth it for most people. If your idea is worth anything, they like...
Wouldn't it suck to not get on TV after you give them 3%, though?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have to get on TV.
No, they take it. If you're on the show, they take 3% of your company.
And that's why Kevin O'Leary should be our next prime
minister.
That's like
all the... He's going to take 3% from every other company. You go on American Idol, same deal.
Yeah, but it's crazy that they take a part of your company.
Yeah, well...
That's crazy to me.
That's business.
Yeah.
These guys are sharks.
It's the advertising, I guess.
No, that's Shark's Tank.
Dude, Shark Tank.
They're dragons, dude. Sharks with wings.
Dude, who do you think would win in a fight?
A dragon or
a shark? A shark or a dragon?
A dragon, man.
Or a fucking
I have
tiger.
An anime shirt that proves that one.
It depends. In the water or not?
No, sharks win all the time.
In the water.
No, even in the
water. Even on land, too. Dude, sharks have grown accustomed to swim in fresh water, so who knows what's next on their evolutionary path?
I'll tell you. Not much. They haven't changed at all, really.
Right.
Cool.
The perfect predator.
They go pretty slow.
Like Kyle Vessner.
Yeah. This is a literal riffing with Dave Kyle. Alligators are actually thousands. They haven't changed in billions of years.
Oh, that's another pet people used to have. Alligators.
Sharks are genetically older than dinosaurs, a lot of them. So,
well, dinosaurs don't exist anymore.
I know, but that's how far back they went unchanged.
Sharks are sweet. You ever seen a shark?
Yeah, I caught one.
You caught a shark?
I caught one in just Vancouver Island, yeah. Just a mud.
What type of
shark?
They're
called mud sharks, and they're like...
Mud sharks? Like about this big. Fucking like, fake shark.
Yeah, look it
fake
up. Mud
ass shark
not,
is that.
They're not big. The fuck? Why does people... yeah, right, Dave. Why would I lie about catching like a shark that's 3 feet long?
A mud shark. A white woman that takes black men, usually because of low self-esteem, after being beaten up and turned out again
is
by
that
Rufus.
Urban Dictionary?
Sydney realized there's a downside to being a mud shark.
Stop looking up Urban Dictionary definitions.
You what? Cut one of those, huh?
Yeah. Cindy. She's real sweet.
All right.
Dave's like this one time.
We stumbled upon a racist Urban Dictionary thing.
Dave's like this one time, my buddy had a pet shark. Fed it to two as a kid. One time, he gets a call by the bar. He's like, so you need to go catch your shark, Dave. Dave comes back.
Dude, your mud shark's shark. Eating garbage outside our bar, Dave.
Dude.
Cindy, get back here.
I'm fucking sick and tired of this shit. I'm going to grab my belt, grab it around Dave's filthy mud shark necks, only to realize Dave has a whole harem of mud sharks in his backyard. Dave, what's wrong with you, man?
I just love sharks.
Because we'll add it to the pile. let's do the new segment.
Ah, the new segment. All right, we just added a new segment. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Last week,
no sound drop yet. Needs one.
Needs one.
Can that be it?
Welcome Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. To
you want to do the sound drop?
Yeah.
Tell them the name and then
I'll do it.
This is the dyslexic.
Wait, just doing it yourself?
What? That's a sound drop.
Yeah, but Dave's doing the sound drop.
No, I'm doing the music.
What does sound drop even mean? Does
yeah,
that mean
made that
is
up.
That the
he says the name.
I say
the
name, and
I do
the
song.
Riff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We read that.
Okay, go.
All right. Welcome to the Dyslexic Spelling Bee.
Me so horny. Me so horny.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Me so horny.
No.
Me so horny. I'm yes-handing it. I'm yes-handing it.
I'm not. I'm canceling that right off the bat.
All right, this is the part of getting hit with cum where we realized a couple weeks ago that Kyle Vessner has dyslexia, so we try to get him to spell words.
That's true.
Okay. I'm not great at spelling, but I'm not dyslexic.
That's okay. So I'll get the first
crack at it, then you can get the second crack at it.
All right. First word.
All prepared by Jack. Yes. Also, we found out he doesn't know anything about the words he chooses.
Yeah, that's also a big part of it.
What was the last word you spelled last time?
Huh?
Okay, your first word is handkerchief. Did you spell that last week?
No.
Handkerchief.
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 Is that still a word from this century?
Yeah.
Yes.
Spell it.
I can use it at country of origin, please.
Country of origin.
England.
England.
You can jump in with country of origin and
I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
England. Use that in a sentence about your father.
when my dad... if my dad wanted to get the cum out of his own ass, he would use a handkerchief.
So this is like some kind of sanitary device for gay men.
For posh men.
For style.
For
middle-aged twinks.
For guys who don't wear Dream On t-shirts that they bought on tour 10 years ago.
Dude,
Kyle Vessner,
I just ran out.
Dream On?
I got an Aerosmith t-shirt. I found my old collection of concert tees that I never wore. I was like, I'm going to keep them when I'm older and I'm going to frame them. That's now I'm just wearing them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was Dave, my plan use handkerchief in a sentence.
About his dad.
About my dad?
Not about my dad, though, please, Dave. Right.
Sometimes my dad wears a periwinkle handkerchief.
Okay, I got one.
We can skip yours.
When Jack's dad looks upon his son, he wipes away his tears with a handkerchief.
<That's> disgusting. Okay, spell it. dyslexic.
All right, you dyslexic fuck, spell handkerchief, you fucking idiot. Come on, monkey. Dance.
I just
want
to keep
spell the fucking word, you stupid guy.
Stop. What is it? You're deflecting like you did in school.
Yeah.
I'll just make jokes instead of spelling. No one will know I'm retarded.
You're somewhat, your brain's a little different, and you didn't get taught right. Spell handkerchief, you fucking dumbo.
Okay, guys. Oh, my God. Handkerchief.
Just fucking spell it, you idiot.
Chief at the end, you fucking
don't say it anymore. Chief. Just spell it.
Handkerchief.
It starts with an H.
H-A-N?
Don't question it.
K-
spell it.
Yeah. E-R-C-H-I-E-F.
Yeah!
Damn it, really?
There's a D. Hand.
You're supposed to
H-A-N.
You're supposed to stop me when I get it wrong.
Oh, really? I thought
I would have spelled it like
you. I thought it was like kind of dramatic effect.
I
would have
spelled it like you.
Yeah. H-A-N-D-K-E-R-C-H-I-E-F.
Are you sure there's not an American spelling? Because I'm...
Okay, Dave,
do
we don't need to really get semantics here. It's a comedy bit. It's a comedy bit.
You shouldn't have...
Next word. Next word.
You shouldn't have intervened with that whole... I would have spelt it like that, too, because now you look fucking dumb. And I'm the genius.
Dumb. Okay, next.
Maybe we're both... Maybe this is dyslexic.
Your next word is liaison.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. I don't even know what that means. Country of origin.
Country of origin.
Portugal.
French Canada.
Liaison. Would you like some poutine
in a sentence?
When I want to sound pretentious, I say liaison.
Use it in a sentence about your encroaching sexuality.
What is encroaching sexuality?
It doesn't make any sense.
What does that mean? Encroaching?
It was me trying to sound
my
smart.
Are you horny?
Yeah, a little
bit. You sound horny when you say shit like that. Encroaching sexuality.
I tried to
How
be
about
like,
you ask another question, you fucking idiot.
How about you just spell it?
I kind of meant like developing. You're developing. You're blossoming sexuality. There we go. Like you're just coming
in. That
your
still
own.
Doesn't make sense. My blossoming sexuality?
Yeah, use liaison in a sentence.
As my blossoming sexuality.
Referencing.
L-I-A.
All right. When I'm horny beyond all control, I'm going to beat the shit out of Kyle Vester with a liaison.
Why would you have a liaison for while you beat him?
I don't even know what it is still.
I don't know what a liaison is at all.
A liaison is a go-between.
I'm sure it's a noun.
It's a go-between.
Can you use it in a sentence, please, Dave?
Yeah, I will be your liaison.
About? Can you use it in a sentence about Jack buying a prostitute?
Yeah. Or use it about flights.
Easily. Jack was unsure when he bought his first prostitute, so he used a liaison. I acted as his liaison, and I contracted the prostitute for him.
So basically,
hope you didn't contract anything else, Dave.
Liaison's just a synonym for pimp.
No,
is what you're saying.
It's a middleman, apparently.
It's a middleman. It's pretty much a middleman.
But I thought you liaison between flights.
But it's also it's something. Right? It's like something goes between two things. Like it makes it easier.
Like docking a penis.
No, I think liaison. Liaison.
Like the middle of an Eiffel Tower. The girl in the middle of an Eiffel Tower.
I think that's a liaison.
It's the liaison.
Yeah, but I think it's a person.
French Eiffel Tower. It's perfect.
I think a liaison is a person.
No, we got it. We got our definition.
Oh, she is a person.
Yeah, she's a person. She has a name, Dave.
Yeah.
Her name's Stephanie.
Yeah. Her name's Stephanie.
Don't disrespect
the mud shark.
Her like that. Stephanie the liaison.
Yeah, spell it.
All right. Liaison.
Oh, God.
It's French. It's fucking so easy.
L-E-I?
No.
Fuck, really?
No, you
L-I-A.
Fucking. L-I-A, yes.
Oh, S-O-N?
No. Fuck you. Quit interrupting the smart man as he speaks.
Dave looked at me like he wanted me to finish it.
Oh, I did want you to finish it. I got the first bit.
I don't know.
Spell the whole thing.
L-E-A?
No, you made them say the
L-I-A.
Thing. He's so dyslexic, and that's the game.
Me so horny. Me so horny. Me so horny. Me love you long time.
So horny.
What?
You can finish it.
No.
Wait,
the
song's over.
It's called dyslexic.
Already.
Over. Kyle.
It's called dyslexic.
So I'm going to keep going until I spell it?
Yeah. L-E-A. You know that's wrong.
L-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an S?
No.
Z?
No.
Holy
There's
fuck.
Another silent vowel.
Fuck you. Did you like Google these words with silent
letters?
Yeah,
why are
you
acting smart
just
because you're looking at it? So you know. We don't know.
I'm the spellmaster.
The best part is he looked up all these words like that to find silent letters, but he didn't know what any of them meant. So every time he made him say it in a sentence,
fucking know
he
it.
Couldn't do it. Okay.
Fucking no one handkerchief.
You know how spelling bee works?
Asshole.
You lose, and then you don't get to spell it again. So tell me how to spell it.
L-I-A-I-S-O, and you're dumb. All right, next word. Ecstasy.
L-I-A-I?
L-I-A-I.
Ecstasy?
I would have never got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, next word is ecstasy.
Oh, this one you can do.
Ooh,
this
okay.
one's fucking, anyone could do this word.
Country of origin.
Man. I don't know. The
is
basic.
Your mother's pussy again as a country?
And it gives uncreative.
Because it gives me ecstasy.
Uncreative. Uncreative.
Scotland.
It's big enough.
I don't know. Where, did, Ray, where did Ray start?
Is,
Germany.
His mom's pussy is technically a municipality.
Because it's got over 800 people in it.
But for this
and,
joke,
and they,
it's a good
trick. They can also apply for funding because there's a lot of black people there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, my mom. I mean, ecstasy is the word. And that's what we'll be spelling shortly after they stop talking about my mom's pussy as one big community. I am the spellmaster, the headmaster of this
ship.
They
call it New Jamaica.
Okay.
Holy shit. No, Dave was so like a little bit racist that
no,
I can't tell.
No, it's
fine. There's a lot of I understand
I'm
the connection.
Progressive.
Look, man, we're all bad.
It's not a bad thing. I'm racist for saying it's a bad thing that his mom had 800 black men inside of her.
All right, you guys. Ecstasy is a word, and that's the word we will spell.
Starts with an E.
I love you guys. You know that, right? Yeah. You guys are my only friends and my best friends.
Starts with an E.
Can your mom be the poster for getting hit with gum?
Yeah.
No. She doesn't really have any photos of her online. I really.
Yes, she does.
I don't think
yes,
she does.
She does.
She doesn't, really. Yes, she I don't does. Think my mom does. Why are you nodding so?
She does.
So, like, you know something I know?
She does.
All right. Ecstasy is the word.
Can
and we're
you,
moving on.
Use that in a sentence, please.
All right. When Kyle.
Here's your chance.
When Kyle Vester is
yes,
banging my
hear.
Mom's pussy.
She is not in ecstasy.
It's giving Kyle Vester ecstasy, I guess. Man. All right, go.
E.
It starts with an E, you dummy. Now the tables have turned. He has a spell of word.
I got one. As soon as
just spell the word.
Shut your fucking mouth. You
as soon
spell
as,
that word.
As soon as she wakes up, I will no longer be experiencing ecstasy.
That's my mother we're talking about. That is my mother. Mom, you're an angel.
You're just like. You're
my
like,
friends are mom.
Yeah, she's woken up. Take the picture for the poster. We're gonna get out of here.
All right, Kyle. I guess I'll take the photo because I love the podcast more than I love my own mother. I guess you guys are funny.
That's so gross.
Ecstasy.
Capital E.
Oh, it's gonna be a hard. It's gonna be a hard pill to swallow.
This is a real hard pill to swallow for me already.
E-C.
E-X.
No.
EC.
No, I think sound it out.
It's EC.
Don't look at. Hey, don't look. Don't look at me. All right.
E.
Look inside yourself.
EC.
Transpose this word.
T.
What'd you say? I wasn't even listening.
He said T.
ECT.
Wrong. No.
No.
ECS.
Yes.
Oh shit! I'm on the verge here.
I
should write a shitty
poem
about it.
I'll draw ahead.
Like, this is kind of lame. Just like this, is honestly turned to like kind of pathetic. Just helping him through this word.
I can't believe how bad I am at this.
Yeah. Holy shit.
ECSTASY.
Yeah. Wow.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hey, two tries.
That's not bad.
Ecstasy. That one hurt.
That's what his mom called me. Two cut.
Pronunciation. Pronunciation is the next word.
Pronunciation. Country of origin, please.
Country of origin. Let's see.
South Africa.
I want to say South Africa, like Dave said.
Okay.
South Africa.
Can you use it as a sentence about your mom, please?
Can I use it about your mom?
Sure.
When Kyle's mom has my cock in her mouth, she has a tough. She has a hard time with her pronunciation.
That's exactly the same what I was going to do with your mom.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
I'm glad I caught you before that.
That's pretty good, you guys.
Yeah.
Spell it.
Pronunciation.
When hacks, brains think the same.
Right? So I'd write to cock and mouth.
Yeah. All right. Pronunciation. This is a long one, so if you could fucking stop fucking stalling
yeah.
and just get to the next one.
P-R-O.
I fucked your dad in his good ear so hard he had a hard time understanding proper pronunciation.
That was awesome.
All right, that's my daddy. Both parents. Shocked at my boot.
Fuck him in his good ear. Fuck him. My favorite thing.
Fuck me in my good ear.
I want to change the name of the podcast to "Fuck Me in My Good Ear."
It's
definitely the name of the episode.
Holy fuck!
Okay.
PRO.
Yeah.
Don't even bother. You're fucking idiot. You're not gonna get it.
O-U. N?
P-R-O-O-U.
P-R.
What the fuck?
He looks like a scared, kid when he tries. You're like, P-R-N-O-O-U?
How many words you guys are just three vowels next to each other?
I didn't say that. You guys are leaning forwards, just ready to attack me, and I am scared. P-R-O-N?
Yeah.
O-U?
No.
Just tell me.
Get rid of the O.
No, fuck.
P R O N.
Yeah.
U.
Yeah.
N. C. Yeah.
I'm not gonna say yeah. Just spell the fucking word. You.
Yes.
I A. I A. T I O N.
Pronunciation.
Yay! Wow. That was pretty good, dude. You're not that
good.
You know how
you're to not spell.
Oh, well, thanks, guys.
I'm 29, but with a third grade reading level.
You know what? I have to read books. I have to reread pages over and over again.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Your brain's just different.
I know.
Yeah, you're not dumb. You're different.
You're not dumb. You're mentally ill.
It's technically a disability, so.
Sweet.
You guys are bullying a disabled man.
I hope you get funding for something for it.
Go fuck Thanks. Yourself.
What do we get? Fucking dyslexic ear. Guys? Nothing.
No one gives
Absolutely nothing.
No one gives a fuck.
Fuck me in my
you mix numbers up, you little fucking fish.
You should just act a little more retarded. You can get something out of this.
I think I'm halfway there. I literally thought it was a better speller than that.
Get a parking spot.
Dude, that's not that bad.
Okay, I want to see if you'll get this one.
Easy.
No, okay,
no,
just go.
No, it's over.
All right.
We're done with that.
Next.
See you next week on Dyslexic Spelling Bee. This was Getting
so
Hit with
horny.
Cum.
Me, so horny.
Me, so horny.
I wanted you
to love you long time.
Me,
I wanted you
so
to
horny.
Do like the
me,
this,
me, so horny.
Like the drop, like the words or whatever.
Blah, 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 blah,
okay.
Like that kind of drop? What's the drop?
You're too old for that to be
me,
a reaction for
so
the
horny.
Drop.
Me, so horny. Bye bye. Me, so horny.
Me, love you long time.
Me, so horny. Bye. Me, so horny.
That's the whole podcast?
Me, so horny. Yeah.
I was getting it with cum.
Thank you.